Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below.
So welcome everyone to this session from Michelle Boulay. So Michelle is a world-renowned dancer, a teacher, a life coach, a healer, and she's an award-winning person in both artist and her teaching. So she teaches somatic therapies, energy medicine, coaches people to step into their potential to create the lives they desire. And she's known for her direct, intelligent, and joyful approach. Michelle's got a few presentations here on the Embodiment Conference. She actually presented a few days ago in a session that's very similar, but will be a little different as well to this session. So I do recommend going back and checking that one out. She's also appeared on a panel, What is Embodiment and Why Does It Matter, to help us start the conference. We'll also be coming up and doing a session on mastering confidence, consistency and creativity to get the results you want on the 24th of October, and also another panel, which she named with a whole heap of other dancers, Everyone is a Dancer, Everyone is a Creator. So today she's going to be talking to us about moving with innate wisdom. What you need is already here. So no matter where you are, you can immediately bring more harmony, connection, trust, and health into your life. So she's going to do a practice that combines energy, medicine, consciousness, and movement to reprogram your body to the best health, fullest potential, and greatest creative expression. So Michelle, welcome here to the conference for this session.
Thank you, Steve. Just one housekeeping thing. If you want to join in the main room, it's a hand wave, right, Steve? Okay, yeah, a hand wave, and then you'll be in the main room. It's a nice way for me to be able to see you, which I'm seeing you on some level. You know, even if you're not in the main room, I can see your names here. Welcome, 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 welcome. So as Steve was saying, I am a life coach, I'm a healer, and a dancer. And what I want to help you connect to today is this innate wisdom that is moving through you. So it's moving. You are moving. Your life is movement. And I'll talk more about what exactly innate wisdom means in this practice. And the other part of the title of this presentation is what you need is already here. So through all of the work that I'm doing in the different facets I'm working in, I love reminding people of their own power, their own expression, their own possibility. And part of how we do that is by getting in touch with like what we sense and perceive through our bodies. On Saturday, I'm going to be talking more about how our thinking affects what we sense and perceive in our bodies. So it's for me, it's really a combination of embodiment, which I've been studying for decades because I've been dancing since I was 5. I'm 42, almost 43. And just all the times I hit conflict in my life, all the times I hit trouble, injury, whatever it was, the meaning of life, 42, says someone in the comments. Oh, Steve. Every single time I hit something, and it was injury a lot of times when I was dancing, instead of letting it, you know, turning it into a disappointment, it's like, okay, there's something here for me to learn. Your body is like a course corrector. You know, it's like, oh, this isn't quite right, you know, or I feel like I'm like this, or I learned to feel like I'm leading through life like this, but actually I need to show up to life like this. And I'll talk a little more on Saturday about how sometimes our feelings can trick us, But today I just want us to be in this space of being able to pay attention and to know that you do have wisdom coursing through you. So before I go into teaching more about that, I want to share a technique called cortices. This is an energy balancing technique. It helps to reset your nervous system. And I think what this will do is it will help ground us all together. So you're ready to receive what I'm saying, your system's more in your what's called your parasympathetic nervous system. If you're not familiar with that, you're able to regenerate, you're able to digest, connect. Connect is a big one right now, especially in the world where how we are on Zoom all the time, mostly to connect, to assimilate, to integrate, to create. So your nervous system can't be in both places at the same time. We need to go into that parasympathetic, into that somatic to express and to like get a little burst sometimes. Stress is not always a bad thing. And in fact, there more recent studies have shown that stress actually can you know, raise your potential. It can produce either a fear hormone or like a courage hormone. Actually, it's hormones, probably not the right thing. But I think, you know, it's like, get rid of the stress, get rid of the stress. Sometimes that we need that pressure to actually break through into the next thing. And that I'm kind of jumping ahead to Saturday, but today it's more like, okay, let's pay attention to what's here. Let's pay attention to what's here, how your body is showing up and trusting that it's wisdom. So cortices, going back to that, what it does is it helps to connect both hemispheres of your brain. It's connecting the dualities, right and left, the masculine, the feminine, all the not gender or like sexual, what's it called? You know, you're losing the word. I'll just say gender, whatever genitals you have. It's the qualities associated with masculine and feminine. It's the feminine. It's the ability to see the details and also hold the larger picture, to be of your body and also of your spirit. These are all attributed to masculine and feminine. And when those get out of balance, it can be very, very stressful. If I can only see, like I'm overwhelmed by what's happening and I can't break it down piece by piece, or if I'm only seeing like each detail and I can't sit back and just like have perspective on the larger picture. So we're gonna be just bringing those pieces into wholeness. And we're also going to be, again, resetting so you can be in digestion, creation, integration, connection. Let me think if there's anything else here. And it'll just, oh, the other thing is that by doing this, it's like we're doing a scan of your cortex brain. So this is the outer wrinkly area of your brain. And that's a map of everything that's going on in your system, everything within, everything in relationship to our environment. Because yes, you have this body, but it's also, it's your body within an environment. Your body is just, this is like a temporary, a fluid boundary with the rest of the world. And so this technique, just like, it's like, here is where you are. Your system gets to see that, it gets to balance and adjust things. It should relax your system. So let's do this. So take one hand, put your fingers together like this, and you're gonna place that hand on the base of your skull. So that's your occipital bone, base of your skull, not your neck, up from that. And we're balancing the area of the brain just underneath this. So take your other hand, tap gently over the top of your head and take a deep breath. Let it out. Then you're going to tap over your heart center, right on your sternum. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Oh. We're connecting this back area of the brain. Last thing we're going to do is tap over your gut brain. So here's my belly button. I'm tapping sort of underneath that, around that. Take a deep breath. Relax this arm. Then you're going to take your hand and move it up to the next area of your brain. So right from here, I move it up. If this arm's getting tired, you can just switch hands. Tap over the top of your head. So we're balancing this next area of the brain. Take a deep breath. Let it go. If your breathing rhythm is different, your tapping rhythm is different, that's fine. Heart center, take a deep breath. Just imagine you're lighting up the connections in this area of your brain you're holding up here. Gut brain, take a deep breath. Take this hand in the back, walk it up to the next position. Tap right over your head again, deep breath. Heart center. I want you to just feel and experience your breathing. Gut brain, just stand up again so you see, deep breath. Walk your hand forward again. You can tap right over your hand. So we're updating the map of everything that's going on in your system through the brain and your head. We're tapping this into the organizing brain of your heart, the coherent field of your heart, harmonizing. Tapping it into your gut brain. This is your deep digestion, discernment. Deep breath. Move your hand forward again. Everyone should be on their forehead by now. If not, just take as many hand positions as you need. If you've done your forehead already, you can repeat or do it. Just wait for a second. Head, heart, and gut. Deep breath. And invite your breath to act as a witness, to see all of you. Your breath invites your whole body into movement, to have head, heart, and gut. Your breath invites your whole body into movement. It can act as a witness to the wholeness of you. And then take your hands once you've done and go to the sides of your head. So place your hands on either side of your head. We're balancing the temporal cortices. Cortex brain, take a deep breath. And then just rotate your fingers and tap on your head like that. Hold the sides of the brain again, take a deep breath. Exhale, take one hand, tap over your heart. You can still imagine there are two hands holding the sides of your brain. Hold the hands of your sides of your brain again, take a deep breath. Doesn't matter which hand, exhale, tap over your gut brain. And just notice if you feel anything from that. I was going to do it a little later, but I think what it can do is just kind of calm your system down. More grounded, says Kathy. Yeah, so this is a technique you can do every single day. More than one time per day. And I have given people the challenge of doing it every day for 30 days. There's a post on my blog if you want that. It's called Cortices and it's from the Body Talk system. And sometimes a person can feel really energized or they can feel really tired or emotions can come up. And I also just want to leave space for that too. Like we're opening ourselves up to what is here. And that is your wisdom. And what happens is we get conditioned. It's not a bad thing. It just is what it is. We get conditioned to behave in certain ways, to show up in certain ways, to talk, to breathe, to walk in certain ways. You know, part of our conditioning is learning how to walk. That's a great thing. We know how to walk. We learned that, but lots of yawning. Yeah. But the other thing that can happen is we get conditioned to behave in certain ways. We get conditioned to believe that, you know, you can only smile when you show up in a room. And in fact, maybe you're not feeling so great, or you can't smile when you show up in a room because that's too much. And the reason that happens is because before you're 7 years old, you don't have a conscious mind yet. So you're in a state where you're just absorbing the belief systems, the values, the rules from your parents or your caretakers, your teachers, if you were around like clergy or religion, all those values. And yes, some of these things are value, like we need to learn these things so we can connect, so we can survive, so we can be part of a family or a society or a culture. But for all of us, we're probably taught things that aren't really aligned with our truth. So like what I was saying before, you might learn that girls do this, or boys do this, or you're a girl and you don't feel like a girl, and this is what you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden you're going through your life and you're like, wait, this doesn't fit right. This isn't me. Or like you maybe you notice something. I think it's really important to note, like pay attention to what you notice, because those can be clues as to what the next thing is on your path. So you might notice something and be drawn to that and say, oh, actually, I want some of that. Sometimes we judge something, and that's something to notice too. A lot of my breakthroughs came from when I stepped past my own judgment of another person, which meant I stepped past my own judgment of myself. So just notice what comes up. So again, before you're 7, you can't reject anything. People with money are like this. People with this skin color are like this. People who are this age are like this. By the time you hit 30, your life is over. You know, like whatever you heard, your child's sponge brain is just absorbing it all. So I said this on Friday too. There's a saying, Aristotle said something like this. There's a Jesuit saying, I think in different cultures, they say, show me the boy at 7 and I'll show you the man. Show me the person at 7 and I'll show you who they are as an adult. So embodiment can help this. And this is what I love helping my private clients and my group, like in my online group work, to do this too, to start to uncover the truth of who you are, not who someone else said you should be or what someone else said you should be. Because then we're actually building lives based on that truth. If you're building your life based on someone else's opinion, that's going to invariably crumble. So, and it's not a bad thing. We all have to do that. We all go through that. So I want you to just celebrate where you are right now, everything that's happened to you in your life. You can't change the past. And let that be a gift for how you can show up today. Because you do have an innate wisdom. I saw a little smile from Michael. It's moving me. I am moved. It's coming through me. Hey, Michael. Yes. You do have an innate wisdom that is guiding you. And it will guide you towards something maybe that doesn't seem like an opportunity. But oftentimes opportunity is hidden in disappointment. It's hidden in misfortune. I'm not saying to look for that, but just know that the path you're on is constantly giving you clues, and it's this wisdom moving through you. So on like a more basic perspective, it's the wisdom that heals a cut when you get a cut or a bruise. It's your immune system kicking in to know what T cells, B cells to produce, to know what peacekeeper signals to produce in your body. So your immune system stops fighting something, you know, that's autoimmune. It's like your body's still fighting, but it has nothing to fight. So it's this beautiful system of communication passing through you, within you. And when we experience stress or trauma or interferences from our environment, even electromagnetic frequencies, 5G, even some would say, that can break down these communication systems, but you can tap into bringing that back into connection again. The other thing that your innate wisdom does is, yes, people in the chat saying following intuition, and someone said, that's how I landed in Argentina. It tells you where to go, what to pay attention to, what you notice, who you should work with, whose work you should study, whose work you should stop studying. You know, I think there's this belief that you have to see something through to the end. Not always. You know, it's like it can depend if you're a person who stops before you get there, if you're a person who like feels like you need to complete everything. Sometimes that's a distraction. I see someone pointing to themselves. That can be a distraction. One time I lost my to-do list. It was one of the best gifts ever. It's like, oh, I was distracting myself with everything I thought I needed to do. So you have this innate wisdom. It's guiding you to where you need to be, what you need to say. When you listen to it, you know what you need to eat, when you need to rest, what wants to be expressed. And the second part of this title, what you need is already here. What you need is already here. So I want you to tune into the truth of that statement is that you are complete, you are whole. There's no half of you. I'm not seeing any halves on the screen. I have my pine cone here again. There's no half of the acorn. There's no half of my highlighter. It has a top, a bottom, everything is whole. But we forget that and we fragment ourselves. And then we try to live our lives from a fragmented self. We attract relationships from a fragmented self. I've got a front, but no back. Yeah, you build your life without your back. You need your back. you got to build your business or whatever it is from the wholeness of you. That is an incredible foundation, that foundation of your truth. And to go back to what I was saying earlier, like people, I got to do this, I got to do that. Sometimes that comes from this belief that you are not enough. I need to get these degrees or these initials after my my name, my PhD, my MSO, I don't know, MSO, that's the airport code for the city I'm in right now. every got to get this and that and that. I think when we're in our truth and we'll work on this in this practice, you're operating from desire, what you want. That's the energy of the universe. That's spirit operating through you. It's in service of more life. It's in service of abundance. It knows you are complete. It's not trying to fill in missing holes in your heart. And probably all of us maybe have been in some kind of relationship where we're trying to get the other person to fill a hole in our heart. Ooh, that's when it doesn't work. So how does it feel to you to just take this in? You are complete. You are whole right now. You are complete. You are whole. You can say it to yourself, I am complete. I am whole. You can feel that in your body. You might want to move your body around to feel that. I am complete. Look at your body. I am whole. If you can see your body or just look at it internally, you are complete. You are whole. And when you are complete and you are whole, there's nothing you need to get. All you need to do is keep expressing and being in your truth. And that can be a hard leap of faith to trust, because we've been taught this is how you get love. You got to do this. This is a good girl. This is a bad boy. Yeah, trust. Yeah, and for Sarah, there's going to be a lot of comments. I can't see all of them as we're here, but go ahead, because other people are reading them too. If there's something you want to contribute and connect, and we will do a little Q&A at the end. This practice that we're going to do is going to help you wake up to that wholeness. And it takes time, because we've all shut down parts of ourselves that we haven't accepted. And that can be a physical part of your body, or that can be part of your personality. You can shut down that powerful part of yourself, or it's not good to get angry. And anger, it's not good. Maybe it's not always helpful to rage and scream at a person. But if a child's about to walk in the street in front of a car, you want to scream and get the attention of that child to support life, not to destroy life. So there's a fluidity around being able to access all these parts of yourself to make your vision, your life, to make more life for everybody possible. Because when you are in your truth, just by design of that, this is contributing, this whole is contributing to every other thing around you. And we're not taught that either. So I think that's all I want to say about the sort of like sub-score of this practice. Here's a housekeeping thing. If you want to stay in touch and get more information about how I'm working, if you DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or just email me the word success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, or spell it however you want to, I'm going to send you a 5-step guide. I can't remember what it's called. It's about erasing doubt, claiming your truth, and creating the business and the life you desire. And it doesn't even have to be business. The same rules apply to life, creating the relationship you desire, creating the reality that you desire. And then after that, there's a little thing, and you can get an audio recording of this practice we're going to do together. So just send me the word success, follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Let's get back into the practice. So just feel your breath as it is now, wherever it is in your body. And you may, you know, just start to wiggle it around. I'm going to start the timer. So you are already in this practice of your wholeness. You are already in this practice of moving with innate wisdom. We're going to do this for 18 minutes. And I'm going to talk you through it. The insight timer function changed, a little confusing. Here we go. I'm going to talk you through it. I know, like, you might be like, what is this practice? There's our bell. So this innate wisdom is always guiding you to your best health, to your fullest potential, and to your greatest expression. It's always guiding you to your best health, your fullest potential, your greatest creative expression. So let's just start to open up our awareness away from the immediate screen. Yeah, I see someone doing a nice little hand gesture there. You can take that if that works for you. But just turn your head. Like, also, you know, like, see around the room. So in this practice, you're just going to start to listen to the impulses that are arising within you. Right now, it's 1:30 p.m. for me. It's different. When I led this on the other day, it was 9 a.m. I've eaten. It's sunny. My energy is ready to move in a different way. Yours might be slow and simple right now. You might need to run in place for the whole 18 minutes, your own kind of Kundalini practice of your own invention, But this wisdom, we have a limited understanding still of what the body is. The story of the body is going to be different 20 years from now, maybe five months from now, we're going to know new things. So just what impulses are arising within you? What wants to connect? What wants to express? What wants to be seen or heard? And you're just going to drop into what's here. And I'm going to invite you to just keep opening up, almost like with eyes of wonder, whether your eyes are open or your eyes are internally open to yourself. With curiosity, what's showing up here? So in this practice, as you just continue to move, you're going to drop below your thinking mind. If you go into thinking, sometimes that's a tactic to get you out of the experiencing. If you go into analysis, just go back to the attention of your breath and of your movement. Your movement's going to look different from mine. I'll probably eventually get out of my chair, but my body, I haven't felt called to do that yet. You can get out of your chair. You can, whatever you need to do. If you're in a chair, you can sit in a chair. If you're not in a chair. Oh, and I'm going to be making sound. You can hear my voice shift. I welcome you to make sound also, because sound is a movement. So we are, I'm going to say this repeatedly, I'll also be quiet at times so you can drop below your thinking mind. We are moving with our innate wisdom, this organizing intelligence that is always guiding you to your best health, your greatest expression, your fullest potential. And we don't know what that looks like. We don't know what that looks like or how it's going to show up. So where you are right now is wisdom. Where you are right now is wisdom. And watch it and witness it. Just be with it. This is wisdom. You don't have to change anything. Notice how you're breathing, how your breath is supporting your body, how your body is supporting your breath. Oh. I'm finding myself in stillness with my arms together. I have no idea why. But I'm just listening to this expression. And when it wants to change, it will. I can be there to witness it, to be available for it. So there's no agenda here. Feel your breath. Again, you don't need to change it. Where you are now is wisdom. Your breath, like we did in Cortices, can be an invitation to witness the wholeness of you. The wholeness of you, every part of you, the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, is invited to participate in this. Don't leave any part of yourself out. Welcome yourself. And your body gets to move in response to what is showing up. Your body gets to move in response to what is showing up. Feel your breath. There's no value here. If you need to go into tension, go into tension. If you need to sleep for this 18 minutes, go into sleep. But it's not a logical decision. It's wisdom showing up and your capacity to be available for it, to trust it. Everything is wisdom. Where you are is wisdom. Open yourself up to the wholeness of you. It might help you if you change directions that you're facing in the room, but you know, just trust what's arising here. Just want to give you some prompts to just tap into everything. This is wisdom. What you need is already here. If you go into thinking, cycle your attention back to the experience, the pure experience of your breath, of your body, of your movement, your stillness. Be available to it, for it, witness it. No judgment. You'll travel between tension and ease, activity and stillness. If you did this with me on Friday, it could be mind practice is very different today than it was on Friday. I can't hear you, but again, I invite you to let sound be a part of your practice. Let your face be a part of your practice. We often hold a mask there, the face we were taught again to show up with. Let your face be a part of your practice. Every particle of your being is invited into this practice, wants to be witnessed and held and supported by your innate wisdom. Every particle of you. However, this is showing up. And you might be surprised by what shows up. And I think if you can allow yourself to drop below your thinking mind, your analytical mind, the bridge between your conscious and subconscious, you could just be present with what's here. And it's from this place that new possibilities, new arrangements, new coordinations, new architectures show up. You don't even need to know what they're here for. This is wisdom. In your capacity to witness this expression of you, to start to sort of meet the edges of what you've known, or and even maybe surpass into unknown. This is holding you. This is keeping you safe. However your wisdom is showing up today, if you go into thinking, judgment, analysis, drop back into the experience of your breath, the experience of your movement, your body, your stillness. Be here now with the experience. Just get curious. My expression probably looks very, very different from yours. Beautifully so. There's nothing you need to get. Everything is here. Oh. You have an innate wisdom that is constantly guiding you towards your best health, your fullest expression, your greatest potential. Just be here with it. I'll be quiet for a few minutes. But just again, if you go into thinking, analysis, judgment, prediction, see if you can cycle your awareness back to the experience of your breath, your movement, your stillness. This is wisdom. Your body will shift as it needs to, as it desires. Notice your breathing. Let it support your body. Let your body support your breath.
If you go into thinking cycle, your mind, your awareness, right back to your breath, right back to the experience of your body, your movement. However it's showing up, what wants to be expressed, what wants to connect. This is wisdom, whatever is showing up. Oh, let yourself sound if you need to. Be a witness, be a recipient, a receiver of this wisdom. Whole body, the wholeness of you, every particle of your being, invited into this practice. Every single particle and more. Listen, receive. You have an innate wisdom that is always guiding you towards your best health, your fullest potential, your greatest expression. We don't know what that looks like. But it's here. This is wisdom. Where you are is wisdom. So that's our bell, just to let the practice wind down. I feel like I can't let go of the posture I'm in yet. My body doesn't want to, so I might stay here and talk to you guys like this for a while. When I do this for longer periods of time in my online group work, or sometimes with my private clients, we go for longer and we get into more information about timing, rhythm, fullest expression. You know, so you start to tap into more potential of what and who you are. That's what we're here to do, right? So I have this little flower here, have my pine cone again. This thing is not like, I'll only do it halfway. It's like, I'm just halfway. It's like, let me be the fullest expression of myself. Hey, Victoria. it's not halfing itself out on life. And there, you know, like we get so many belief systems about how we're supposed to express, but innately we know You know, it's the same way that the worm on the ground, it's like, this is where I need to go to get the food. This is where I need to go to get the nourishment. We have that same thing. But we also have this amazing mind that can think. So, and it can confuse us. It can also create. There's no other animals creating what we create as humans. And part of our work is to learn how to work with our mind and to learn how to make our bodies available to, again, this wisdom and this creation that wants to move through us. That's all it is, you guys. I would love to, we have a little bit of time left. I'm gonna just, if you have a question, put it in the Q&A. I know there's more I wanna say, but. Okay, so there's a question, there's two questions in here. Okay, so one is about, from Sarah, acupuncture has helped for sure. So has my humor. I love humor also, calling me a numbskull. But as a body worker, I'm certainly aware that I'm guided to this wholeness, but I'm also aware I don't feel whole. Tapping the scar, breath work, exercise. My question is, I'm stuck connecting numbness to emotional feeling. How to relate this stickiness to what emotional stickiness I have. So our emotions get sticky when we start telling stories about them. So that's why I kept saying, if you're going into thinking or analysis, cycle your mind back to the experience of what is here. You know, biologically, your emotions, they don't last more than 90 seconds. And you see that with a kid, they're like, ah! And they're like, let's play. You know, they switch. if you know body mind centering work too, it's like I do this sometimes in my group classes. It's like, you know, you switch from one thing to the next and you allow yourself to be fluid and kind of open up those pathways. There might be something saying it's not okay to feel that. You might have had a parent or some role model who never got to move past their own stickiness. So there's some part of you that might be being loyal to that subconsciously. That's all that subconscious programming. That's why, you know, a lot of us reach a set point in our lives in terms of the success we have, in terms of the relationships we create that were formed by the environments we grew up in. So it does take a leap of faith. I think, you know, for me, it's always taken having a great teacher, having a great mentor or coach. That's what I'm doing with people. I see it all the time. People believe only so much is possible subconsciously. You might say, I want this thing, but every part of your paradigm, that paradigms that you've set up say, don't take that thing. And your subconscious is so ingenious. It's so smart. It will create a situation. So you say, nah, that's not for me. Or, oh, my mom's calling. I have to do this. I don't have enough money. I can't do that. That's not how the universe works. It works through desire and it works through trust. And this flower is not, and this pine cone, they're not, well, not this, I took it out of nature, but it's not like, when's it going to rain? Oh man, there's not enough rain today. You know, or like it's in a space of trust. It's continuing to express life. And my wish for you in this practice and then in other practices that I do is that you start to decondition and deprogram all that thinking, all those patterns in your body. So I, you know, where I was today was very different from Friday. And there was a part of me that's like, okay, I'm standing like this. This is on the embodiment conference. Like this is just where I am. But I was like, Michelle, walk your talk, trust. This is where you need to be right now. Like, and I whatever it is, we, you know, like I have there's a whole solo that I made where I like go through all these phases in the beginning. Like we experience all of that. And the faster we can realize that you have all of that in you, the more compassion you show up with towards yourself and towards everyone else who's having an experience on this planet. But you learn how to hold your own experience. You learn how to know yourself. If you don't know yourself, you have no compass for what direction to go next in your life. And it doesn't matter when it happens. People die without knowing themselves. It's a courageous journey to do that. No judgment. Start wherever you are. And that's part of what this practice is too. You don't have to be over there like someone else. What you need is already here. You are perfect right where you are. Start from that. I used to compare myself way too much. No good. Waste of time. But I had to go through that to learn that, you know, that's what was going to take me to the next place. So there's a question. I'll take the top question. So what about trauma, where it's not thinking that's blocking up, but things switched off and locked down? You know, for people who are in that experience, it's finding safety. Find the containers where you feel safe. I've worked with people with very, like, you know, murders, rapes, deaths, all kinds of things. Just, and it's about like your, like, trust where you are right now. You don't have to switch that off or take the lock off. It will come off in the right time. But I think if you can allow yourself to believe and see, I am safe. Start to see, you know, open that up. Your mind is going to be running a script. It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. And that's where you have to find someone who has the results that you want. Someone who has the openness, the freedom, whatever it is, the relationship, the success that you want, and lean into their knowing. We need teachers. We need guides. I love my teachers. I love my coach. I love my mentor. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's if it's for more life, if it's supporting your life, it is supporting the life of everyone around you. And just trust your timing, trust where you are. If you have a desire to get that, to turn that switch off, to open up what's been locked down, just keep trusting that, keep seeing that, create a vision for it, know why you want that, and the things that will support you will show up. We did that for about, we only did that for 18 minutes, I think. But again, like I do this every month with my Meditate, Move, Heal group. We usually do it for at least 25 or so. When I'm teaching, I have a retreat plan for next year. We'll see if it happens. But I've been teaching online for at least 4 years. Sometimes we'll go for an hour. And I add little pieces onto it, like what I was saying, timing, rhythm, aesthetics. Because part of, you know, I work with a lot of creative people. My background is in dance. And the panel on Saturday or Sunday, everyone is a dancer. Everyone is a creator. We're always creating, but we don't consciously realize what we're creating. And that's where this question of what do you want? It's number one step in that free guide. DM me the word success. I'll send you the guide. It's the number one question, because you are here to express something. And that's I am here to help you figure out how to do that, to come into the alignment. Mine today was like, this is how I had to align myself. You know, sometimes I say to people when we do this practice, it's like, you're going like this and you don't, I'm going to throw my ring off. Like, this could be some ancient Kundalini practice that we've never heard of. But your body knows it, you know, or like it knows that this is improving your circulation. It's like making the meridians, something happen, you know, it's like whatever it is. Or if you just know you need to go into stillness, you hear that, you feel that, trust that. Trust where you are. Because when you can align with that, there is something greater that wants to move through you, this wisdom, and it wants to express through you. When you're aligned with that, and when you can be in dialogue with that, you will land where you need to be. You will be able to live the life you want to live. And you'll be able to die knowing that you did that. So, just one question. And I know we have to end, Steve, so I'm just going to say this one thing. I said something about judgment. The people I judged, my coach that I work with now, who I think is so, I judged him first. I judged when I was in a yoga training in Bali a couple of years ago. I was like, I'm not part of this. No. And as soon as I let that go, like the tears, I'm like, this is the most beautiful space in the world. Your life is already the most beautiful space in the world. I see Roz. I think Roz maybe has a hand on heart. And when we can wake ourselves up to know that and to see that, then you realize heaven is here already. It's not out there. What you need is already here. And sometimes we need someone to remind us of that on the regular so we can reprogram that pattern. It's 1:56. I'm going to call. I know Steve has to jump in with some things, but thank you for joining live. Pass this on to your friends. Thank you for the waves. It means the world for me. I love watching people come into their truth. So I really appreciate that you were here so I could share this with you. And I hope we get to connect again. Follow me, DM me the word success, and we'll be on our way to connection. I got this tear running down my face. Thank you, everybody.
Perfect. Thank you, Michelle. And I've just posted your links in the chat and also said about your future talks here at the conference, but they've disappeared because there's too many thank yous. So I'll do that again at the end. But yeah, so Michelle is going to be back at 4 p.m. UK, 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on October the 24th, talking on mastering confidence, consistency, and creativity to get the results you want on the leadership channel, I believe. And then on Sunday, so the final day of the conference, the 25th, on at 2 p.m. UK, 9 a.m. Eastern, on the Dance and Creativity channel, leading a panel on Everyone is a Dancer, Everyone is a Creator. So do come back for both of those. I know Michelle named that one as well. So do make your way back, and her website can be found for those not here, so they can't see in the chat. It is michelleboulet.com, and also Instagram at michelleboulet. Michelle.boulet, I think, but I don't think that matters.
Look for Michelle Boulet. There's not too many of us.
Yeah. One of a kind, or maybe three of a kind. I don't know. So everyone, yeah, do join us in the coffee break rooms if you would like to chat to some people. It's nice after doing such a process to perhaps like integrate with a little bit of talking to each other. I might even jump in on one as well because they're quite nice. So if you would like to join a coffee break room, I'm going to post the little link there in the chat. They can also just be found on the portal if you follow the community section. You can also go to the Facebook group, which apparently right now is being flagged as some weird thing by Facebook, maybe because there's too many people joining. I don't know. But do join the Facebook group. And finally, if you'd like to sort of get the conference recordings, it's kind of like a big thank you to us. We're moving towards breaking even, but we're not even there yet. So like for those people that can get the recordings and own the full library for the rest of their lives, or just the keynote section, which Michelle's on here, or anything else, it kind of helps us make it freely available to everyone if those who can get it do get it. And it's like a really awesome thing. It will, again, help you integrate it into your life. So do feel free to go across and click on that.
I would say tap out your cortices again. Go to my blog. It's called The Super Tool for Reducing Stress. Drink a lot of water. Do the keynote presentation of this. It's a very different feeling, but it's there forever. And just be in touch if you want to keep doing this more. But let yourself integrate. All these things that Steve's offering are very helpful.
And I believe, I hope I've got the right one, but I also posted the link to your Reducing Stress cortices.
Nice.
I think that's the one, right? I think yes, my stalking was sufficient on while in the background. So there we go. So you can click over there and get that as well, or michelleboulet.com. And just wrapping up then, Michelle, would you like to give us a final top tip on how to be more embodied?
Yeah, I'm going to say this sort of differently than how I said it on Friday, which is that you are here to express, you are here to create, you are here to love and live a beautiful life. And embodiment is an amazing tool to help you do that.